and read with us. We'd love for you to join us with these opening passages. We're gonna read in two places, and they'll Brother Galen will get it up there for you. Proverbs chapter number 4, verse number 18, and then we'll go to Proverbs chapter 30 and read a couple of verses there. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 18. Let's read it together. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 30, and I want to read two verses in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 18 and 19. Praise God. There be three things which are too wonderful for me. Join and read with me. Yea, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air. The way of a serpent upon a rock. The way of a ship in the midst of the sea. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated. Praise God. Three things which are too wonderful for me. The way of an eagle in the air. Just try to think about that for a moment. The way of an eagle in the air. The way of a serpent upon a rock. The way of a ship in the sea. Verse number 18 of Proverbs chapter 4. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more. Or brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. Unto the perfect day. Amen. Anybody ever seen that light? Anybody walking in that light? That light that shines more and more, brighter and brighter, until the perfect day. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Praise God. I want to use for a title today, this message, from tracks to wings. From tracks to wings. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. They don't even have control, Brother Sean, of their life. They don't even have control of their destiny. I've heard the term. I've heard people say, I'm just out here. I'm just out here. I don't have any direction. I don't have any goals. I'm just here. Whatever the day takes me, I'm just here. They know not at what they stumble. But I'd like to take somebody from, and I hope you'll help me. And I want everybody, I'm going a little slow right here, but I want everybody to go with me. I'd like to take everybody from tracks to wings today. Amen. From tracks. From that path of darkness where you know not at what you stumble, to the way of the eagle. Amen. From tracks to wings. To put this word tracks as seen as in our title in the correct context, I would like to digress to a little story. Some of you have heard it. We want to be, need to be as politically as correct as possible. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to bother anybody's ethnicity or disturb anybody in any way at all. Praise God. Brother Todd. Maybe our only Indian here. I don't know. I didn't hear you. There's a bunch of them. Two. But as the little story goes, most of you heard it. I never was good at telling jokes, making people laugh. But I just want you to understand where I'm going here, so I share this with you. I already told you I digress to this. After the Indian kills the bear, and he is being inquired by one of his success. And in broken English, he says, "Me find tracks. Me follow tracks. Me find bear." So a little bit later, a fella comes back. He's broke up, beat up, bleeding. And he said, "What happened to you?" He said, "Me find tracks. Me follow tracks. Me get run over by train." So it depends on what kind of tracks you're following. Well, I wish somebody helped me preach in here today. Just making you understand, want you to understand what kind of tracks we're talking about as used in my title. Colonel John Stevens in the early 1800s, probably the early 1820s, mid 1820s, probably would have the name as the father of locomotion or trains in America. Actually, I found in my study, and they've been used for some time, even as early as the 1500s in England. They made wood tracks and put wagons with wheels. They were still horse-drawn, but they found if they would build up wooden tracks and put these wagons on wheels going through the dusty roads and the dirt, it was easier to move freight and large loads. It just makes sense, doesn't it? But especially the 1800s, after the invention of the steam engines, began to change the infrastructure of America. And it seemed, especially by the mid-1850s, that America would have a fascination with trains and locomotives, at times almost even a romantic fascination with trains. There's songs, there's poems, there's accolades of various types about the moan of the whistle, the chugging of the engines, the beautiful white steam that would come out of those powerful horses of iron. And they began to learn they could move massive tons of freight. Come on now. I mean, it's almost unbelievable, even those early steam locomotives, the amount of freight they can move with steel and weight and traction and building steel tracks. They could send those things down the line. Even now, it's very, very, very much a part of our economy with electric engines. They can move, and I know this is hard to get a hold of. I don't mean to bore you here, but they can move megatons of freight with very, very little energy. Oh, I'm telling you, they've learned how to do it. Amen. So knowing that every little boy in America especially has a fascination with trains, I want to use that with your mind today. Try to imagine your life in relationship to a train. When you were very small, your burdens were few, your cares were limited. You didn't have a lot of responsibility, and you're just like a little train starting down the track of life. Amen. Maybe just a little car or two. You're being directed by somebody else. You can start and stop when you want to. Amen. Not much effort to that. Amen. But listen to me. As life progresses on, your train gets longer, and the freight and the weight and the problems and the issues of life. Amen. Come on now. Am I making any connection with anybody in here at all here today? You start feeling the load and the pressure, and then there's emotional issues, and then there's other things that you didn't ask for, Brother Arnold, that attach to you, and the first thing you know, that that locomotion does not stop as easy as it did before. Neither does it start or take off as easy as it did before. Amen. But you're moving on down the tracks, man. You're going on down the line. Amen. And you must realize that those tracks are taking that train, that locomotion. They are taking it exactly where the tracks lead. Amen. Oh, I need to preach to somebody here today. Amen. What is it about the lack of control? What is it as that locomotion begins to build up force and the push from everything that's coming behind it? You think about those that have become addicted. You think about those that have emotional distress. You think about those that the load of life has come on their mind until they are in despair of life, even itself. You know what's happening to them? They are on a track. They are on a downward course. They are being pushed by their past. They are being shoved by the things that are behind them. Amen. Come on, church. I need you to help me preach now. And all of a sudden, they realize they are out of control. I don't turn this machine. I don't direct the way it's going. It is going down tracks. And it's moving faster and faster. Amen. Try to get the picture. Oh yes, you're going so fast. You're moving with so much force. You cross the road. You cross the railroad crossing. And a precious family in a car is sitting on the crossing. And you know you are completely powerless and helpless to do anything about it. You barrel on. You push on. Amen. Does that sound like anybody's life that you know? Amen. Does that sound like your life sometimes? I'd like to stop. I'd like to help somebody. I'd like to rescue somebody. But the force of what's behind me is barreling me on. And I can't stop. And I can't turn. And I can't do anything about it. I'm on a track headed somewhere. Oh, I need God to help us here this morning. I sure need some more right here. Amen. Come on, church. There are people I'm preaching to right now. The devil has loaded you up. He's come against your mind. He has taken control of seem like everything around you. You feel like you have no control. You can't stop. You can't turn. You can't do anything about your circumstances. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. God knows another way. Amen. The path of the just is as the shining light. The way of darkness and the way of the wicked is dark, and they know not at what they stumble. They're on the tracks. They're loaded down with the wares of the enemy, and they are on a collision course. Amen. They have no control of their destiny. They are headed for damnation. They're headed for trouble, and they can't do anything about it. Lift your hands right now. Ask God to help us here today. One more time. Would you lift your voice this time? Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Holy, holy, holy. Don't you love Him this morning? Amen. Can we just worship Him for a few moments here? Oh, thank God. I'd sure like to get a witness from somebody here today. Aren't you glad that God rescued you from your tracks? Aren't you glad God, amen, started letting that thing slow down? Aren't you glad? I want you to think, if you was yet on that track that you one time was, where would that locomotion in your life be now? Amen. I just need you to think a little bit. Where would you be today? Where would your family be today had not God got you off of that downward track, those tracks that were heading you to destruction? Amen. Every one of us ought to rejoice in the day that God let us change our way. way. Hallelujah. God has another way. God has another means. God has other means of transportation. You don't have to be loaded down with your problems, sliding on down the track, that you have no control of what city you're going to, or what destination you're going to end up. Man, it all hinges on where the tracks are going. Oh God. 1974, I think. I don't remember, Brother Bruce, what that auto, what that Oldsmobile was that you let us drive that year after we left the church of Sand Springs. I know it was a new car, that one you just had it a few months. And our family drove it for 2 or 3 weeks. My dad was preaching a camp meeting in Winthrop, Arkansas. Then we went on down, made a tour in the south. It was that next year we had a trailer. So it would have been 73 or 74. I've lost track exactly what years it was, but it was one of those 2 years. Preached at Winthrop camp meeting. Anybody ever been to Winthrop? A few of y'all come down there, Brother Arnold. You've been there. It's a swamp. They grow, and that's just not too far from Brother Keith's stomping ground there. They have big mosquitoes. Can anybody say amen? I'm telling you, it's kind of a swampy area. Flat lands, huge pine trees. Amen. I hope I can connect with somebody here today. Amen. That particular summer, I was working some out, working for others, helping Grandma a lot. Her garden was like a truck patch. And you talk about the old timers working in the fields, the same thing. You know, we done a lot of it the old time way because Grandma, that's the way she was. That's the way she wanted it done. She wanted them planted a certain way. She wanted her potatoes dug a certain way. She wanted her corn hoed a certain way. Amen. She wanted the suckers pulled off of it a certain way. Anybody here? Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. So we were doing that part of the time. But also, Rodney and I made time for fishing. Amen. Anybody got time for a little story here? Man, we fished that summer. Brother Dickey, Brother Dale Crawford. They were catching the big fish, Brother Galen, and we was catching the little ones in the day. They'd buy us the smallest little hooks they could find us all day long. Our job was to catch bait. When they got home from work, they took the bait that we had, put them on big hooks, and caught bigger fish. Anybody liking this so far? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. I wish these little boys could have the fun we had growing up. Amen. You know what? We couldn't run to town. Every once in a while, we could talk Grandma, especially if we was getting in a bind on time. If she kept us a little long in the garden or somewhere, we could talk her into taking us a mile or two over to bind some worms. But you know what? Most of the time, we had to get our own worms. Anybody still here? Hey man, we dug our own worms. We caught grasshoppers. We sang the ditches for crawdads. Hey man, and you know, we almost had as much fun doing that, Dakota, as we did catching fish. I mean, we just live for that. We got to hurry, Grandma. We got to get this done. Hey man, we got to go fishing. We got to catch some bait. We got more important things to do. Are y'all still here? Hey man. I've dug until my feet was sore. Amen. Busted clods and never found a worm. Amen. We got down there to Winthrop camp meeting in that moist climate. Those big old trees, you couldn't hardly see to the top of them. Pine needles that thick on the floor of that forest. And all you had to do was just scrape the pine needles back. And the biggest old night crawlers you ever seen in your life. I'm telling you the truth. To this day, they were the biggest ones I ever seen. Amen. I had fishing on my mind. We was going to be gone for 2 or 3 more weeks to Alabama, Kentucky, different places when we left there in that trailer. Amen. But I talked Mom into letting me pick up night crawlers. Got a big old Cane's coffee can of some kind. Put a bunch of them in there. Put stuff down in there. Man, I don't know how in the world I thought I was going to keep them surviving for 2 weeks. I got back to Oklahoma, but I was wanting to show everybody what kind of fishing bait I had. Amen. Come on now, y'all stay with me here. I'm digressing a little bit, but I'm trying to pull your minds in here. And we left out when that camp meeting was over. Drove all day long across Louisiana into Mississippi. Got into Jackson, Mississippi about dark. Dad started looking for a place to pull that truck and trailer off for the night. Amen. We looked for a KOA. We tried to find something. Couldn't find anything. Amen. Y'all have to kind of get with me here on the times. Amen. Remember, this is 73 or 74. The race riots of the 60s was very, very much on the minds of people, and especially my mom. Amen. We got into Jackson, Mississippi. We got off the highway. We got in that town. By now, it's good dark. It's completely dark. Amen. And the folks, you know, come on now. Y'all sometimes come. The folks, you know, the folks were just coming out for the night. And they happened to not be the same color as we were. And they were looking at us and they were watching us. And we were in an area we didn't know, downtown, pulling a trailer, amen, stopping at stoplights, and people just, I mean, masses of people right there. Amen. And my mom was very, very uneasy. And she was not enjoying the evangelistic field. Amen. Right then at all. I mean, she was praying, and you know, everybody was nervous anyway. We finally find a place. It's a mobile home park, a sales park where they sell mobile homes, and they're sitting around this gravel parking lot in a horseshoe, big open place, plenty of room for a pickup and trailer to pull in and turn around. And by now it's just pretty late, and we kind of got out of that part of town. And Dad says, I can't find the campground. I'm going to pull in here and park, and we're going to sleep, and we'll get up and leave before this man comes and opens this business. We just pulled right out in the middle of his big parking lot and stopped. Went in the camper and went to sleep. Amen. And in the middle of the night, amen, y'all still do remember what I'm preaching on, don't you? The train started coming on down the tracks. Amen. And it just so happened that the light of that big old train was shining right in that fifth wheel camper where we were staying. Amen. Amen. Oh my. What mama didn't know was before the train light got to us, there was a curve in the tracks. Amen. That took the train a different direction. Amen. But all she could see was that light coming before it made the curve. Brother Galen, it was shining. It was coming into our trailer. Y'all still here? Amen. She woke up and said, "Oh, Tommy, we're on the train track. Get up. Get this thing off of here. We got to move out of here. We're on the tracks." And he said, "No. No, we didn't. Yeah, y'all were tired. You were sleepy. You wasn't paying attention. You parked this thing on the tracks." Amen. I wish somebody would help me preach in here this morning. Man, listen, where's the Nightcrawler story come in? But when they got up to try to get that all settled, the Nightcrawlers had got out of the can. Amen. And they were all over the place in the tub and the bathroom. Amen. So the Nightcrawlers got evicted. Amen. Right there in Jackson, Mississippi. I have no idea what happened to them. Amen. But I know one thing. We made a memorable moment in our life. Amen. Oh, come on, church. I'm talking about tracks out of control. Amen. My mom understood if we're on that track, there is nothing that will stop that train from taking our life. Amen. I'm trying to paint you a picture. I hope I've got it done well enough now that somebody will help me and say, "I want off." Is there anybody here that would say, "I'd like to get off of that train? I want to get loose from that. Amen. There's too much here that I'm out of control of." Amen. Think about it for a moment. A car can go frontwards and backwards. It can turn left and right. It can start and stop. Amen. There's a lot of control when you're at that wheel. Amen. But people that are on that downward road, amen, somebody help me preach now. You have no control. You are at the mercy of the tracks. Amen. You're going to end up wherever the tracks are going to take you. Amen. But I want to show you a way out this morning. Amen. There's a way out. Amen. Away from the tracks. And you can get wings and soar above your problems. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's a train. Amen. Very little control. There's a car over which you have control. Amen. But then there's such a thing as an airplane. Come on, somebody help me now. We just added another dimension. You can go left. You can go right, but you also can go up and you can go down. Man, some folks even get so good at it, they can turn them over and fly them upside down. Man, I'm talking about a different component, another dimension. Praise God. Amen. How many this morning? Am I preaching to anybody today that would like to get off of the track, amen, and take the way of an eagle? Amen, you heard it in our text. The way of the eagle will take you above. It will take you away from your problems. It will cause you to soar above. And then once again, praise God, you will be in charge of your destiny. You will be in control, amen, of the reality of your life. Amen, I'm telling you, the way of the eagle is much better than the tracks. Hallelujah. Somebody lift your hands and worship God for a moment in here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Wouldn't it feel great? Amen. Wouldn't it feel great? Wouldn't it feel great to soar above? Amen. Like that eagle. Amen. That takes wings and goes away. Hallelujah. Just recently, just a couple weeks ago, I had one big, beautiful bald eagle on my pond. Amen. Looked out the kitchen window just in time to see it eating a fish right there sitting on the ice in my pond. Oh, hallelujah. We got out and began to take pictures of it. A little bit, Brother Ken. It leaped and it soared. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all can't tell, I'm struggling a little bit here this morning. And we may see why after a while. That's all right, I'll struggle through it. If I can get in somebody's brain this morning, if I can get in somebody's mind and let you get a picture of that train you're on, those tracks that are taking you somewhere that you don't control, you're loaded up with things in your mind. Hey man, you're emotional. You're almost to the point of an emotional breakdown. I'm telling you the way out this morning. God has another way. Who knows the way of the eagle? Hey man, that can spread his wings and soar above and catch the drafts and the wind. Amen. The way of an eagle. Hallelujah. Eagles do not understand the way of darkness. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it feel great just about the time that train is going over the cliff, only following and only helplessly at the mercy of the tracks, to receive wings of an eagle? Amen. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! Wings of an eagle and soar above that disaster. Soar above the looming disaster that's just waiting. Maybe right around the next curve. Maybe right around where you can't see. Amen. And he's given you an opportunity on a Sunday morning. Amen. To catch some wind in your wings. Amen. And just rise above. Amen. While you watch that old disaster and that old train you've been on. Amen. As it helplessly careens. Amen. Over that last draw. Amen. And you're on wings. Hallelujah. Of love and mercy. Say hallelujah, soaring above. I know somebody's saying, but it can happen. Oh yes, it can. Do I have a praying church right now? Do I have saints that'll pull with me a little bit right now? Amen. And say we can. We will. God's going to give us wings, and we're going to soar above those things. Who knows? Who knows? The way of an eagle in the air. The way of a serpent upon a rock. When danger is near. The way of the serpent upon a rock. Or a storm is coming. He's so near his shelter. He has control of his life. He has control of his destiny. Amen. Jesus even used that, Brother Cleve. telling us to be wise as a serpent. Amen. The serpent upon the rock. The eagle in the air. The serpent upon the rock. The ship in the midst of the sea. Amen. Oh, Preston, when those contrary winds are blowing against you, the master of the ship knows how to set the sail to direct that wind. Amen. He has a helm on that little ship. Son, you don't have to just out here drift around, float around. This storm takes you over here. This storm crashes you against this bank. Amen. Something else happens over here. The way of a ship in the midst of the sea is to navigate the winds. Amen. To navigate the currents. To move around. Even to go against the wind if necessary. Amen. Oh. Somebody here. Somebody here is not getting a hold of this. And I trust that there's a whole bunch of somebodies that are. Amen. Just let your mind. I know this is when I start getting lengthy, but there's no need in me blowing through this if nobody's going to get anything out of it. Amen. Think about it. The way of the eagle in the air. The way of the serpent upon the rock. The way of the ship in the midst of the sea. Even at night, he can navigate if he can see the stars. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? He ain't on nobody's track. Amen. He's not on the tracks, helplessly going further and further, faster and faster and faster, out of control. Amen. What I need you to do right now, amen, as Brother Galen gives us those next scriptures, I need you right now. I think I've got your mind there. You're thinking about the train you're on, and you can't sit here and tell me that you know where those tracks are headed, because you don't know. Amen. But you're helplessly at the mercy of the tracks. They know not at what they stumble. They don't know what they're going to encounter. I mean, that train that's barreling 70, 80 miles an hour, and he sees so far away that trestle that he could cover the side of it with his hand. He does not know if those tracks are there. Amen. He's only in blind trust, hoping that they are, but he don't know if it's been sabotaged. He don't know if it's going to break down. He don't know. And you don't either, my friend, when you're not trusting in Christ completely and you have not allowed him to be Lord of your life, you do not know. Oh, amen. And so he's saying, I'm showing you how to leave your tracks. I'm showing you how to take control. I'm showing you how to soar above your emotions. I'm showing you how to soar above your problems and not be ridden to your tracks only. Amen. Listen to what the Bible says. Praise God. You can read it with me. Amen. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Come on, somebody join me. The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Amen. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. Amen. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. We can have a runaway. We can have a time in the Lord on the Sunday morning after revival if we remember that we have wings. We are not on tracks, but we have control. Come on, church, worship God for a little bit, would you, right now? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you give him some praise for just a little bit longer here? I'm ready to make the altar call. I need somebody to get us a song here. Amen. But I want to be sure. I want to know I've got your attention. I want you to understand you can take control. You can take control of your destiny. Amen. You can be the one in control instead of being helplessly at the mercy of somebody else. Amen. Did somebody else hit the switchboard? Did somebody else move my tracks so I could merge to the next city? Amen. Did somebody else put the gate down to stop an innocent family from coming across the tracks? I sure hope so, because I have no control. I'm moving on. I'm going on. I'm pressing forward. Amen. If you would like to be in control of your own destiny, God tells us how. Amen. You can mount up with wings as an eagle. Church, I'm not going to give this altar call till we have a little prayer meeting right here. Amen. The enemy's battling me so hard, and you know it, and I know it, and you can tell, and I can tell. So I'm asking you to bow your head right now, and let's have a little prayer meeting right here. Amen. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we need a break. God, we need a break here today, Lord. We need a break right here today. God, we need somebody. We need somebody to surrender their locomotive over to you. Amen. Praise God. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. We need somebody right now to hand over the control to you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We need somebody right here in this service to say, I'm getting off of this fast-moving train that I don't have any control of. Amen. Oh, God, I want wings. I want to go from tracks to wings. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Lift your hands one more time. Everybody, if you can, if you're able, lift your hands right now. Beg God for conviction. Beg God to put it in somebody's mind today. I'm going to take that step. I'm going to put it all in His hands. I'm going to surrender it all to Him today. I'm telling you, we're living in a pressing world. People are loaded up with their careers. They're loaded up with their relationships and their home, their family. The pressure is unreal. Not just on young people, but there's older people. I mean, some even accomplished that are taking their own lives because they are on the track. Somebody preach. Somebody help me preach right now. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm ready. I'm ready for a song. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Oh. Holy, holy. Ooh. Oh. Oh. Thank God for the moving of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I think the interpretation to the message that's just been given is Psalm 55 and 6. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. And the Holy Ghost said to me just now when I read that, you're not just preaching to somebody that's not saved or hasn't fully committed their life to Christ. You're preaching to somebody that's been saved a long time, that's allowed some things to get a hold of your mind, and you know it's weighting you down. You know it's pulling on you. You know it's taking its toll on you. You know it's working against you. And wouldn't it feel good to just have the wings? The wings. The wings. The wings. Oh, if I just had wings. Amen. Woo! Holy, holy, holy. Well, I'm feeling God moving in here right now. I believe the Holy Ghost is moving in here right now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. One of the last things that Brother John Pilcher told me when he still had a clear mind, he suffered Alzheimer's for a few years before he passed. I preached his funeral a year ago. It's past June. He told me a story as it was told to him by Reverend M.A. Wood, which is Brother Larry Wood and Brother Denver's grandfather. It was told to him this way, and I'm assuming it was first person that he saw it. At least he knew about it, read about it, about an eagle that he was watching on a cold, freezing day. Big chunks of ice floating in the stream. As the headwaters were rising, the eagle was sitting on that floating piece of ice, Brother Brad, eating a dead fish or something, just picking away at it. God help us. He's a preacher, what are you trying to do? I am trying to create an urgency. And the reason I'm urgent, you don't know when that train's going off the rails. You don't know what's happened up that road. I mean, but all you know is you got a big load and you got a lot of stuff on your mind, a lot of stuff on your plate, and you can't handle it. It's pushing you now. You're not, I mean, when people become addicted, they can control it for a while, but after a while it controls them. The eagle has powerful wings. It soars above. Amen. It's afraid of very little. But as this man observes and watches it, he said that the eagle would eat and the eagle would look up and turn his head at the rising water. Then he would go back to eating and he would turn his head and look back at the rising flood that's getting closer. He would go back and eat and he would raise again, very, very, very much in control in his mind of his surroundings. He knows he's going to have to make a move, Brother Bruce, and he knows he's going to have to make it soon. Amen. And he waits till the very, very, very last second before the water rushes over his floating piece of ice. As Brother John Pelcher said, as told by the elder M.A. Wood, he said at that very second, the water was fixing to hit. He spread his wings and he tried to jump and he couldn't move. The heat of the body temperature off of his tines on the chunk of ice had caused him to become attached. His feet were actually frozen in their tracks to the ice. Amen. And the old preacher said the most horrible scream that came from the mouth of that eagle as he realized there's no way of getting out of this. I'm gone. I can't leap. I can't pull hard enough. My wings are not powerful enough to detach me from the things that's holding me down. Oh my God, I wish I could preach to somebody right now. Amen. Maybe I could do better if I was in a camp meeting right now. Amen. Maybe not. God knows you're here. He knows I'm here. Amen. I realize we're suffering the ravages of disappointment. Amen. Maybe somewhat because we're not still revival. But I want to tell you something, my friend. This service right here can be better for you than any service of the revival if you will see your need. Amen. Stand, church, all over the house. I need somebody right now that will see their need to make a move. I got to do something and I need to do it now. Really, you should have done it last week. Really, you should have done it last month. Really, you should have done it last year. The waters are still rising. The tide's coming up. I don't understand. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not what they stumble. God says, get off of that path. Leave your tracks. Remember, you got wings. Amen. Somebody needs to shout hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You can leave your tracks, or you can stand still in your tracks and die in your tracks or on your tracks. Amen. But God in His Word through the wise man Solomon, no doubt, in Proverbs says, the way of the eagle in the air, the way of the serpent upon a rock, and the way of the ship in the sea, you have some control. You can control your destiny. Or you can stay on that downward spiral. You know what will happen? Sickness will come back. Disaster will come back. health will begin to flee away. Amen. You'll lose even more your sanity and your reasoning ability the longer you stay on that block of ice, knowing that you need to make a move. Holy Ghost, help me right here, please, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Man, God's wanting to do something, but I'm wondering how important is it to you? How bad do you want to get loose from what you're on? I'm offering you the remedy. God says you got wings. Spread them out. Oh, that I had the wings of a dove. You got them. You got them. You got them. Spread them out. Amen. Try to picture this with me. I give this altar call. Try to picture a huge locomotive with 150, 200 cars pushing at 80 miles an hour. And just over the break of the horizon or over the brink of the hill where you're going, you can't see below that. And just about the time you're to break over, if you could just imagine an eagle sitting on the nose of that locomotive that says, I ain't going down with this train. I ain't going down. And he spreads his wings and he soars above the canyon. Man, watches his. Man, I need the Holy Ghost to help me paint this. Watching his troubles, watching his emotional distresses, watching his sickness, watching his past disappointments, watching all of that just going over that old hill. Amen. Bye bye. If an eagle can flap his wings, he's saying bye bye, bye bye. I'm glad I ain't on that train no more. I'm glad I'm not in that circus cage. And I'm soaring above. Saints of God all over the house as they begin to sing. If you're saved, would you lift your hands in worship just for a moment or two? Go ahead, sister, sing. God set this up for somebody.